Vandeham Sri Guru.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 16th chapter, text number 6, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 13th of December, 1976, in Hyderabad, India.
No Uttasav Gauloke Asmin Driva Asurayavacha Drivi Vistara Saprukta Asuram Pathame Sino. There are two classes of men within this world, Driva Asura Yavacha. One class of men is called Daiva, Devata, or the demigod, and the other class, Asura. Sura means civilized, and Asura means not civilized. Pirata Hunandar Kulinda Bukkasa Abhira Sambha Jagannatha Sadaya. These are amongst the non-civilized men. Formerly, the kings of Bharatvarsha, India, they used to kill these uncivilized men. Bad example. They did not follow the basic civilization. So, the king's order was that they should be killed if they are too much prominent. They, just like they were hunting in the forest. So this, there is history about King Bharat. King Bharat, under whose name this planet is called Bharatvarsha. No, not that Bharat. There are three Bharats. One Bharat is the son of Rishabdev. Another Bharat is the son of Maharaj Dushyanta. Another Bharat is the younger brother of Lord Ramchandra. Out of these three Bharats, the son of Rishabdev is the person after whose name this planet is called Bharatvarsha. So another Bharat, Bharat, was the son of Maharaj Dushyanta. He was very powerful, supposed to be a partial incarnation of God. So, in his life, he would not allow the uncivilized man to exist. He was king, he used to kill them. Why uncivilized man? Even the Kshatriyas, if they were not ruling properly according to the Kshatriyas, Kshatriyas are supposed to be the ruler of the world, but if they were deviating from their duties, Parshuram, the Brahmana, would kill them. On the whole, in the basic civilization, everyone should be in order. That was the setup. Nobody can act independently killing the human civilization. That was not possible. Maharaj Prithu was personally checking whether people are following the varnasram dharma. A Brahmin must follow the Brahminical rules and regulations, otherwise he would not be allowed to call himself a Brahmana. Similarly, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras. This is called secular state. Secular state does not mean everyone is irresponsible. You must be responsible for your particular type of duty. And the government has to see it, that everyone is doing that. That is secular state. Lord Ramchandra, when he returned from the forest, in his absence, Bharat was ruling, and when Bharat requested Lord Ramchandra to take charge of the kingdom, Lord Ramchandra was ready, but he first of all examined whether the citizens were following the varnasram dharma. When he was satisfied that the citizens were following the varnasram dharma, then he took charge of the kingdom and began to maintain them just like father. This is the relationship between the government and the citizen. The citizens must be law-abiding and the government must rule over them just like father. Father is not unaffectionate, father is affectionate. And even if the father chastises the son, that is not out of affection, that is also affection. So that was the relationship. So the asuras, they do not know this. Only the devatas, they know. But there are two kinds of men, gau bhutasat gau lokesh, means daiva asura. So Krishna says, daiva vistarasat prokta. Krishna has already explained in the beginning which are the qualifications of the devata and what are the qualifications of the asura. So qualification of the devatas, abhayam satta samsiddhi jnana yoga bhavastiti dhanam damasta jagasta sadhyaya stavajavam ahinsa sattam akrodham tyaga shanti rapaishunam jaya bhuteshu alolukyam adhumam hi achapalam pijachama dhiti saucham agroha natimanita bhavanti sampadana dvaivin abhijatasya bhāta. These are the qualifications. Dvaivisampa, abhayam, one should be fearless. Who can become fearless? One of the qualifications or conditions soul is fearfulness. Only a person who is advanced in Krishna consciousness, he can become fearless. And sattva-saṃśuddhi, sattva-saṃśuddhi, our, this sattva, existence, position, is impure, diseased. Therefore, we die. Again, take birth. Asuddhi. So, sattva-saṃśuddhi, one should try to purify his existence. For that purpose, there is necessity of tapasya. Tapodibbang putraka adhina subdheta satya. Tapusami sastrati. If you want to cure your disease, then you must follow some austerities, rules and regulations. One man is suffering from diarrhea. If he is allowed to eat whatever he likes, then he will never be cured. He must observe fasting for a few days, then it will be cured. This is satrasam siddhi. So we are put into the cycle of birth and death. If we don't correct it, correct means we shall be less attached to the material enjoyment. So long we are attached to material enjoyment, we have to transmigrate from one type of body to another. So, Vaibhusampad means those who are devotas, their first business is how to rectify this disease condition of life, reputation of birth and death. Everything is there. Satyasam suddhi jnana. This requires jnana, knowledge. Unless I know what is my position, why I am dying, what is death, this requires jnana. Jnana vijnana mahasiktam brahma karma sabhavaja. That means you have to become a brahmana. Then you will have complete knowledge. Avayang satya sarvam siddhi jnana yoga, jnana yoga. Bhavasthiti, dhanam. Those who are kshatriyas, vaishyas, they should give in charity. That is also one of the satya sarvam siddhi. Dhamascha, to control over the mind and the senses. Yajnascha, perform this yajna, Harisankirtan, in this age. Yajnascha, sadhaya, must read Vedic literature. Stapa, ajavam, tapasya, austerity, ajavam. Very frank, no duplicity, algebra.